It's time for the little known black history fact. We celebrate black history every day on the TJMS. This is about Doc Ellis.
Incredible pitcher.
Remember?
Wow.
Player. Doc Ellis pitched a no-hitter in 1970 while high on LSD.
I saw that 30.
You saw that 30 for 30?
Yes.
He high. A no-hitter. A no-hitter.
On LSD.
On LSD. He was a Major League Baseball player best known for pitching a no-hitter while allegedly high on acid. While Doc Ellis was a talented pitcher who went on to help others struggling with addiction, the LSD game became his hallmark.
Mm.
According to accounts, Doc Ellis battled addiction as a teen in Gardena, California. Doc Ellis was infamous for challenging racism against blacks and refused to play for his high school because someone called him a spear chucker.
He was a baseball player.
I'm a baseball player.
He's not a javelin.
After playing baseball in college, Doc Ellis signed with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Becoming addicted to amphetamines over time, Doc Ellis pitched the no-hitter against the San Diego Padres on June 12th, 1970.
How bad of a batter do you have to be, Sybil, to know that the pitcher is high?
But
on acid.
But it didn't come out till later.
And he still struck
you out. So can you imagine them, you know, talking, oh, I played back in the day, and then to find out this dude was high as a kite?
Super high.
Super high.
Not weed.
Oh, no,
not coke.
LSD.
No, LSD. He saw four batters up there. He striked out all of them.
Yeah, I'll take them all out at one time.
He passed away in 2008. Yeah. Uh-huh. Learn more about the life of Doc Ellis on blackamericaweb.com.
And his curlers. Remember that?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Doing an interview.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yep.